The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. It's just great to be together on Sunday morning for worship. But then extra special this weekend as we see lots of families together, people traveling to be with families. It looks like we have more families that have come to be with family members around this area. So it's just good to see those families all together. You know, as a little child, we oftentimes dream about making the Hall of Fame. Maybe the Hall of Fame in baseball, getting your name up there with people like Stan Musial and Babe Ruth. Maybe the Hall of Fame for, who knows, for the high school that we attended and so forth. Is there anyone in our congregation that's in a Hall of Fame of some kind?
Michael
Schwartz. We love to embarrass you, Mike. What Hall of Fame are you in, Mike? Northwest Junior College Hall of Fame. I'll bet you we have a few more Hall of Famers here this morning. Basketball. Sweet. Well, what I want to share with you this morning, you all are in the Hall of Fame. Why? How could that possibly be? In our gospel reading this morning, we're going to hear about the truth that Jesus says, your names are written in heaven. And isn't that the Hall of Fame that really counts and matters? So you should feel extra special today. You all are in the Hall of Fame. Just some announcements before we begin our worship service. The first is that we had a great, I just want to give a special thanks to the Ladies Guild for their hard work in helping put together the Name That Tune event this last Wednesday out on our patio. Patrick, you took first place. He got 9 out of 10 songs and got the prize, apple pie. So congratulations. Thank you to the Ladies Guild. I also want to give thanks to, we don't usually do this, but I'm going to give extra recognition for this, Janny Burton. She's talking to Jan Lane right now. I'm calling him out. Right there, Janny Burton. If you notice when you walked in, the concrete was cleaned. We had some cleaning that was done. Janny Burton did that. And just so thankful for the hard work that she put into to clean off the concrete walkway that we have here at church. So take notice of that. We do have a couple more events around the corner. I know July, there's a lot of traveling going on. Towards the end of July, we're going to gather for a baseball game to watch the Corvallis Knights play. If you have an interest to go to that event, it's July, let's see, is it July 26th? Thank you. July 26th. Come and talk to me because we have tickets for you. And then right after that, we're having a stargazing event at Peace on August 4th. John Cowens is coming. This is a really spectacular event. Presentation. John shares what's going on up in the night sky, and just a great time of fellowship to get some information, to really just take in the awe and grandeur of God's creation, which is so amazing. That's going to be August 4th. I believe that does it for our announcements this morning. We are offering Holy Communion this morning here at Peace Lutheran Church. We do have lots of visitors here. So, I mean, I could just name a whole bunch of people that are here. Just, you're all welcome. We're glad that you're here this morning. The big thing with Holy Communion is that we recognize that this is the real presence of Jesus Christ there, His body, His blood. And also, we desire that you're baptized too as you take that. So if you can fit those two items, you are welcome to commune with us this morning here at Peace. We do that in two ways. You can take one of the consecrated packages that is right here on the table, and you can commune at your pew if you feel that that's safer for you. Or at the time of distribution, just wait for that time in which the ushers will guide you forward to commune up here at the rail, where you will receive the individual cups and the bread of Christ. His body. Excellent. I think that does it for our announcements. We are going to obviously pray and celebrate July 4th, the gift of our country to us, this nation that we live in. We're going to do that towards the back half of our service this morning with some special songs and prayers.